As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Hope you guys have enjoyed the recent run-up of the market.
Yes.
We are back in
record,
action. So,
record.
So here's what this means if you haven't paid attention. The advance in share prices last week confirmed the current bull market. So when you hear the word bear, that means things are going down. You hear the word bull, thinks it's going up. Mm-hmm. As the longest in history, it's been almost 10 years since we experienced a decline of 20% in the major indicators. And that's when they determine bull and bear market.
Yeah.
Now, some people say, Joe, what does that mean? Said, honestly, in this guy's case, it's on the golf course, Phil, we don't care. There are many markets besides the major indicators. Yeah. That's number one, right?
Yeah.
And number two, when you look at it, this has been different than most bull markets. I started 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. And, you know, so I've seen more volatility in the markets than anybody you're going to meet, unless they happen to have worked during the Great Depression, 33, 34, those
yeah.
periods of years when you had massive 60% swings.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot, right? This bull market has been different than other bull markets that I have seen in my career or that I've studied, and it's just different. We haven't had that that supernova run up where things went up, everything went up 40 or 50% in a year, you know, and kept going. Think 97, 98, 99. Into the tech wreck of March of 2000.
So what do you think about that?
I don't care.
You don't,
I don't care that
you're not reading
that it's
anything
been this
into
long.
That.
Here's what I care about. If you listen to the show long enough, you're going to hear me talk about the fiduciary focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you where it came from. The 4 points of the fiduciary focus, by the way, are risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return, real inflation. And what happens, I deal with families, obviously, and a lot of them are engineers. And what I noticed early on in my career is that people would focus, they would isolate their decision on one of those four things, and it depended on where the market was at the time. I get much more worried about risk and volatility than you do when the market is continuing to go up, because we pay attention to valuations and we have to deal with things that could go wrong.
Right.
So you guys, when they start worrying about risk and volatility is when I'm selling things off. Right. To gather more cash because we're worried about the volatility. Then their focus becomes, why are we paying taxes?
Right.
Nobody wants to pay taxes.
Right.
You know, I've got that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the market goes way down. They've lost all of their money. They didn't have to worry about the capital gains. They didn't sell because that money's gone, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they worry about inflation because suddenly they're sitting inside of the investment account or investment money market accounts that are earning nothing.
Hmm.
And they realize inflation's going to destroy their lunch. So it's those four things. But what you have to understand is they have to act in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have to act in concert. So if you're new to the show, here's the things that we're going to try to do. Sherry and I are going to try to give you things to consider. We're going to share with you real life people that we've dealt with and things that you can do to improve your financial life, in our opinion. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that is indeed our business. If you want to do it on your own, that's your business. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back and get into the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
I'm so happy to have you along. Hey, you know what is amazing is when one person on one mic can pop both of them.
No way.
To a new, oh, you did. You took them to new levels. Anyhow, hey, glad to have you all along. It is an exciting show. We are having all sorts of fun this morning and ready to go. And just to get you all fired up, because I know, Sherry, I know you don't like change. This isn't change.
What?
This isn't change. This is just preparation.
Preparation
right?
for change.
So, okay. So the idea of the show is to give you things that you should be or need to be considering in life.
Yes.
So let me ask you this question.
All right.
You know, you're an experienced individual. Notice I didn't say senior,
yes,
old, or
please,
anything
yes,
else.
Thank you so
you're
much.
An experienced individual.
Yes.
When are taxes due?
Depends if you're doing estimated or...
No, that's payments. When do people think
April
that their
15th.
Tax returns due? And that's when you actually have to pay your taxes.
Yes.
When do you actually have to have your taxes completed?
April 15th.
October 15th. Right, Sherry.
Oh.
October 15th of the year after the year.
Oh, that's
so,
true. That's
so
true.
We're in 2018. Your 2017 1040, your federal tax return, the amount that you owed was due April 15th.
Oh, yeah. But
the filing is actually due October 15th. Now, what that means for you.
Yes.
Is that there are things that you can go back and augment and change. And we've been talking about this all year long. We have a known difference between 2017. This happens very rarely.
Yeah.
We have a known difference between 2017
yes.
and 2018.
Okay.
And it leads for some opportunities for arbitrage.
What is arbitrage?
Right. Arbitrage is when you have a known ability to profit. Off of a given situation.
A known ability to profit off of. Okay.
And that's Joe's definition. So don't look it up in Webster's or Black's Laws. But that's what it means.
Okay.
Arbitrage is when I can take advantage of information that I have and an opportunity that I have. So let's pretend last year you were in the 15% tax bracket.
Okay.
And you did a Roth conversion.
Okay.
Now, a Roth conversion, as you recall, is taking money out of an IRA and converting it to a Roth.
Right.
So you knowingly paid taxes on it last year on your 2017 return, where if you and your family made roughly $100,000, you were going to wind up probably in the 15% tax bracket.
Okay.
Now, what do we know about this year? Same couple, same scenario, is now only in a 12% tax bracket.
Okay.
Right? Because of some of the changes that came out. So if your Roth IRA happened to have performed very, very well over the last, you know, year since you did it, then you're probably going to want to leave it alone.
Right.
But let's say that it's been flat. It's gone nowhere. We've actually seen people who come in somehow or another have negative returns since they've done the Roth conversion. So doing the Roth conversion last year means you're going to pay the taxes at a higher rate. And on money that may be flat or have gone down, this is the last year, Sherry. 2018 is the last year you can do a Roth recharacterization for conversions you did in 2017.
Okay.
So if you did a Roth conversion in 17, not a Roth contribution, but if you did a conversion, you really need to get out the stuff and look at the numbers and give us a call, 800-928-4001, and say, hey, here's the numbers. What should I do? Right?
Yeah. So you're saying if you, in the case that you lost money for whatever reason.
Not even lost or it didn't go up.
Then it wouldn't have benefited you that much to have made the conversion.
No, so but a lot of people never understood the recharacterization rule in the first place.
Right.
So they would make the decision to make a conversion.
Yeah.
Fold their arms. End of discussion.
And, right. Exactly.
And what I'm telling you is, for some people that are out there. This is the last year you can do a Roth recharacterization on a conversion. You can still do them on a contribution.
Okay.
But last time you can do them on a conversion, and if you did a conversion last year, you really need to look at the numbers so that you can appropriately file your return. And every now and then somebody will say, well, Joe, I did my taxes April 15th. They're already in. I don't want to get around to it.
Right, yeah.
And then I do the math and go, you know what, Sherry? You're going to save yourself $2,500 by, you know, giving your CPA $150 to refile and make this one change. You know,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of people in my life that make a couple grand in an hour, right? This is not, this is very, very simple,
yeah.
And yet it can be confusing,
but
which is why you use professionals.
But it's not like the check's in the mail, right? It's like on paper, $2,500, like an example you just gave.
Oh, no, the check can very well be in the mail. They send refund checks.
Oh.
I mean, you can either apply it toward next year or you can get...
Because you've already paid the taxes.
Or you can get a check in the mail.
I see.
Pick one. So there's things that we need to do by the end of October. Well, you have to have them completed by October 15th that are coming. That's one of them. The recharacterization on the conversions. If you over-contributed, every now and then we'll see somebody who didn't understand... that they weren't allowed to put money into a Roth IRA because their adjusted gross income was too high.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you've got until October 15th to fix that. That's true of every year.
Wow.
Don't forget to withdraw your IRA contributions without penalty. Mm-hmm. The money that you had, we always want to pay attention. When somebody comes into our office, we start by teaching them the fiduciary focus. So there's four things when I wake up in the morning that I'm concerned with as a fiduciary. And remember, as a fiduciary, it is my job to take care of your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So I worry about risk and volatility.
Yep.
I worry about fees and expenses that you're paying. I worry about taxes today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth then is real return, or what we would call inflation. Invariably, somebody is sitting out there listening to this conversation right now that has got $1 million in an IRA and is effectively in a 0% to a 10% tax bracket without comprehending the deal.
Yeah.
I just had a couple who came in this weekend. Maybe this is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the couple heard me talk.
Yeah.
And they actually have $2 million inside of 403B plans, professors, yeah. 403B plans that they'd accumulated. They're living in a 10% tax bracket.
Okay.
They're paying taxes on Social Security. They're not 70 and a half yet. They don't have any required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. They heard this show, then mm-hmm. heard me talk, and then went to their CPA. And their CPA said, you do not need to do Roth conversions.
Mm-hmm.
They have three children, all have the initials MD behind their name.
Oh,
two
wow.
of them are surgeons that are very, 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 very wealthy.
Wow.
They're going to be 70 and a half, forced into required minimum distributions in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the CPA is looking at the snapshot today
yeah.
without recognizing the fatal flaw that one of them will die.
Yeah.
And two, eventually, both of them will die. And under the current tax code, money that they could be pulling out at 10% or 12% to pay the IRS and be done with the little burgers, they're going to pass on to their kids that are at the 37% tax
yeah.
bracket. And they're going to end up paying three times more money to the IRS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is the money in the 403B? Because they hated the IRS.
Yes.
They wanted to do tax deferral.
Mm.
So there is a reason why we work with the CPA firms that we do. Not everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You are on a financial journey, my friends. Please don't ever forget that. Do not let somebody let you think about one investment statement, one annual return, one tax return, one concept. You can't get in a world of isolation. You do not live in a silo. We have to make decisions based on all of the rules that we know, where we are in the financial world. Use that fiduciary focus, put it together, and make your life better. Please do not be like these people
yeah.
that are, I mean, I'm telling you, there's going to be over $500,000 of excess tax paid on $2 million with no growth just because they don't understand the rules. We'll take a break and be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
You know, and sometimes the story just continues.
It does.
You know, I push pause, we get ready for the next segment, and yeah. Sherry starts asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, so I'm thinking, if I'm these people that the example you just gave, they come to see you, and they're...
We'll call them Tom and Sherry.
Tom and Sherry have given, their CPA has given them advice.
So hold on. So just in case you missed the last segment, and remember, if you did, you can always go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. So that you can go in and find the rest of them. But in the scenario that I gave, we had a couple come in. They heard this radio show. They have $2 million sitting in 403Bs. They're professors. Mm-hmm. They came to hear me talk. I explained to them how their investments work with their taxes. We went through the fiduciary focus. The wife got it.
Yep.
Right? Husband hates the IRS,
sure.
Hence the money in the 403B. We all have a dislike for paying taxes. I've
sure.
got that. But remember, in the fiduciary focus, there are four parts, my friends: risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes. But it's taxes today and tomorrow.
Right.
You are on a financial journey. You did not save for 30 years to spend it all in a year.
Right.
Right. It's not a one-hit wonder.
Right.
Right. And the bad news is you only get one shot at it. So the husband took my information and went back to his CPA. We work with a lot of CPAs.
Right.
We've got a few that are part of the one stop where we work very well together in a partnership relationship. But I've got CPAs that are outside of that. Mm-hmm. And we call and we pick up the phone. In this case, the CPA didn't pick up the phone and call me,
mm-hmm.
merely told the husband that he didn't need to do this particular thing. And there we are.
So my question was about your process, because life is relationships too. So mm-hmm. I'm putting myself in these people's shoes, and I've got this relationship already with my CPA. His advice is different than what, when they come to see you and they now know is wise advice in terms of finances. They're kind of in a corner.
No, they should know that it's wise advice. What happens, I used to teach my students at Purdue. And you have to be very, very, very cautious with this, Sherry.
Okay.
I used to teach my students at Purdue, in order for them to build relationships, I taught financial planning. So ostensibly, they were going to do what I do, what I've done for 31 years. And when a new family comes to see somebody at the Financial Enhancement Group,
mm-hmm.
in my mind, there ought to be four things that go through their mind.
Okay.
But because of Bernard Madoff, because of Mr. Shrinker, who jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
Right. Yeah.
And because there's so many changes and so much confusion in the normal whirlwind of life, most people just get stuck on number one. And number one is, do you like them and trust them?
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So I have people at my church I like and trust.
Yep.
I'm not going to let them operate on my elbow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have people who I like and trust who say that they are plumbers.
Right, but you're not.
It doesn't mean that I'm letting them come into my brand new building
and put plumbing
and do the plumbing inside of it.
I
right?
get it. Yep.
So there are people who say they do things, but you've got to ask the rest of the question. So the four things that we focus on: number one, Do you like us and trust us? If you don't, then there's no way we can really ever move forward. And I've got that. We've got a lot of different personalities on our team for a reason. You know, The second is, do you think we know what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. Right. And so between the CFP and the CFA and the CPAs that we work with, mm-hmm. and the EA, right, most people think we understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. We have a great team of 25. The third is, do you understand my process?
Right.
And here's where it gets to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the fourth one then is, do you need the process? So let's go back to number three. The CPA that he went to, mm-hmm. they happened to go to church together.
Sure.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yep.
He wouldn't call me. Didn't want to talk to me.
Interesting.
Didn't want to have that conversation.
Yeah.
There's two people on his team, him and his assistant. Right.
Oh, wow.
I have an army of 25 people with a director of financial planning, because I know, as much as I'm addicted to this industry, I know my why. Thank you, Simon Sinek. I wake up every morning, right, to educate people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. Right.
Yeah.
I got it. So I know what drives me. And I know that Joe Clark alone cannot do that. It is impossible.
Yeah.
And so I took the Henry Ford model of life and did my best to hire as many people as I possibly could who were smarter than me.
In different areas.
In different areas.
Yep.
Some, you know, now I've got a director of financial planning that Aaron is mm-hmm. is encompassing that whole thing. But mm-hmm. we've got a specialist in Social Security, because you have to have one.
Yeah.
Right. We've got people, a CFA, obviously, who's on the investment playbook. You know, is certainly, you know, in charge of that part. You know, so there's a group of people that come together. And in a single shop, if you come to me, and I've said this in the world about the medical world before, mm-hmm. when was the last time you got a second opinion when you heard what you wanted to hear?
Yeah.
No, Sherry, you don't have cancer. Okay,
oh, yeah,
back
I'm
to
good.
The golf course, right? You know,
yeah.
Back to watching, you know, back to the cooking shows and back to having fun.
Right.
On the other hand, I say, Sherry, you've got cancer.
Then I'm going to get two or three.
And worse than that, I'm going to give you two or three other people to call. Here's the people I'd get the second opinions from.
Yeah.
Right? Our minds are so messed up. So they hear the show. They understand that they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to have a problem.
No.
Nobody wants to say, hey, I've spent 30 years of my life. It's not hurting me today. So why make a change right now? Nobody wants to go through that.
Right.
And yet when you're confronted with evidence, mm-hmm. you have to make a decision to know and to not to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You might as well have not known in the first place.
Right.
You know, I used to have a friend that said, don't confuse me with the facts.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, the facts are, when you look at his silo and isolated situation, mm-hmm. when he called his CPA.
Yes.
His friend.
Right.
Knowing that he hates taxes and nobody wants to deliver bad news.
Oh, he told him what he wanted to do.
Oh, he's known him for 25 years.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
so we already know dad hates taxes.
Yeah.
Dad loves the $2 million in the 403B. Mm. So he calls the CPA, and there's already a bias that's built up. The CPA wants to give him what he wants to hear.
Right.
The CPA knows that he doesn't want to pay taxes today.
Right.
And so the CPA says, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Now the wife is in the background going, are you kidding?
Mm.
Did you not learn and listen?
Yeah.
Do you not understand that we have three kids that are all docs? Do you not understand how the taxes work now?
Yeah. But, well, the CPA doesn't have the full picture like what you guys are
putting.
He's
not taking it into the full picture.
Yeah, okay.
And he's looking at a singular 1040.
Right.
And believe me, I could not function without my CPA partners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so please do not take this as you know, a lamb blasting.
And it's not like you won't work with other CPAs.
And it's not, no. And it's not me telling him he should take all $2 million in 1 year and convert it to a Roth IRA to delay required minimum distributions to get taxed out at his rates. It's to maximize these extraordinary brackets that we have today for the first two generations of taxpayers, making sure that we're not raising Medicare B Part B premiums, you know, making sure that we're doing everything right along according to Hoyle in terms of what happens. And we work with the CPA and we work with the strategy on the investments to make sure that they all match.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are five critical elements.
Mm.
In our opinion, any of the individual five can wreck you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your life after work is how you're going to manage that when you're done. right? The second is the tax planning that has to be done every year. The third is the investment playbook. The fourth is what we talk about in your segment, Sherry, life happens.
Yep.
And then the fifth is a legacy plan, and there's no reason to put it all together and then lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has got a trust, sophisticated trust. He understands the concept of legacy planning, but he's not understanding it in the concept of income tax. And that pain is going to destroy a quarter of their life savings for absolutely no reason. And no, they won't see it. But their kids will.
And
the IRS will benefit from it. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com, or give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yep.
Hey, we started the show talking about things that you needed to worry about heading into October 15th, because that's when your final taxes are really due, the tax return itself. So even if you filed, you can go back and amend, but you can't do anything affecting 2018. All we're talking about is your 17 return.
Right.
That's why tax planning is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a couple that took the time to learn.
Yeah.
And then went back to the answer that they wanted to hear, at least one of them wanted to hear in the meantime, without going any further.
Yeah. So I want to get to something that we've talked about before, and that is the interrelationship between the people that are actually coming to you for help and their entire extended family, because we've talked in other segments how different tax returns, even though you might be dealing with the parents or the grandparents, it can all be affected.
Absolutely. I do my best when we send out our tax package. So November 1st, if the first week in November, if you're one of our families, you get a package in the mail, and that package essentially says, hey, have any of these 8 to 12 things occurred to you this year? And have they occurred to your adult age children? That's people 25 and over, or people that are on their own, married. You know, I've got a 21-year-old that's married, or your parents are still living, right? And those questions are, have there been any extreme charitable gifts? Did somebody get divorced or pass away? Did you have a large income change, either good or positive or negative? You know, those kind of things that we're looking for. And so we get very much into that family planning and stuff. In fact, we have a family bundle program. So just to make this as easy as I can in English, you can look at Anderson, where the Financial Enhancement Group is headquartered.
Yep.
And people will tell you that Anderson is not very affluent. And they are accurate about that. Affluence is a lot of income, excess income above what the median wage would be. Not just expendable, just income in general. That's affluent. So somebody makes $150,000 a year in Central Indiana, they are affluent relative to other people.
Sure.
It doesn't mean they have a dollar in the bank.
Right, that's true.
So people who are affluent are dealt with by insurance agents and people who sell stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Because they can pay a premium. They've got enough cash flow to come in to pay a premium, which means they're not fiduciaries. They're getting paid on commission. But in many cases, it's the only advice that a young doc or a young professional or business owner can get. They've got income, but they don't have a lot of assets yet.
Right.
Or Joe, in a lot of my life, I had assets, but they were in a business.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have been a very good client for me for two decades, right?
Sure, yeah.
So then you move to the other side, which is where wealth comes from. Now, wealth is, you don't have to have a lot of income. That's how we have a guy in our example with $2 million in an account. And in a 10% federal tax bracket, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between affluence, income recognition today, and wealth. And wealth is what people that are fiduciaries like myself get paid to manage, right? It's how the Financial Enhancement Group functions. So when you've got that concept of We don't sell anything. We don't make any commissions. The only way we get paid is to manage assets that you already have, right?
Right.
And younger people often get left out of the deal. And so at the Financial Enhancement Group, we created the FEG allocation model, by the allocation process for younger people to come in. So you're part of your, we take care of grandparents, or we take care of Sherry. We family bundle. So your kids don't necessarily have to have an account at the Financial Enhancement Group, but they have the ability to call in and say, should I buy our lease? Should I buy a disability policy? How much life insurance do I really need?
Just because the parents are part of the process?
Just because the parents are part of the process. And we do that because what ends up happening when Sherry's gone, I'm taking care of your kids and the twins.
Well, yeah.
Right?
And
I would much rather get them off to the right footing,
then
get them in the wrong and get them in the right area, or,
right.
And then them buy a policy that I've got to unwind, you know, 20 years later because somebody thought the idea of buying whole life insurance was
good
for college planning. Sounded good on paper, you know,
until
you put all of that stuff together. So understanding that family bundling is important. So the CPA probably knows, in the example that we were giving, probably knows that his kids are doing pretty well.
Yes.
Right? Probably doesn't know their names. I know he doesn't do their taxes, right? Because I know where they live, right?
Right,
Because we ask these questions to be able to come up with a strategy.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
I can look at you and say, okay, here, Sherry, here's what I believe to be true.
Right.
But as a doc, I'm still going to give you an MRI and run some blood tests. I'm not going to tell you that it's, you know, there's nothing wrong without making sure, you know, and you can't just answer questions based on a singular tax return or a singular investment. And it doesn't work that way. You get into trouble.
Do you think most CPAs do tax planning, or do they just do tax reporting?
Most just do the reporting. Not always their fault.
No.
Not always their fault. Their model is to bill by the hour.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to pay. That's one.
Nobody wants to pay.
Number two, nobody wants to take the time.
Right.
And number three, at Thanksgiving, the last thing you're thinking about is filing your taxes for the year. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're not calling the CPA firm saying, hey, I need to schedule an appointment so I can talk to you about any year end planning that needs to be done.
Yeah.
On the suitability side of the financial world. So think every broker that you know, every wirehouse you've worked with, at the bottom of everything, there's a little tagline that says consult your tax advisor.
Yeah.
Well, I've been partners with accounting firms since 2001. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen
90% of the time. And it's not that the CPAs couldn't do it.
Right.
It's that their model is not set up in that way for most of them. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not some that are out there that are quite competent and very good.
But how would they do it if they didn't have access to all the information like that you do?
Well, you have to ask those questions.
Okay.
It's not like somebody showed up and said, here's the family diary.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you asked for it. Yeah.
You have to have a process that says, here's what I need. This is why it's important. And here's how you go through.
So financial planning, in general, it makes sense to me that tax planning would be part of financial planning.
It absolutely is.
It makes sense that those two are actually really the same thing.
It absolutely is. And it's hilarious because I do the tax planning with the CPAs.
Yeah.
In fact, if you ask my CPA partners, they'll tell you that I do most of their tax planning because my head is wired that way.
Oh, sure.
They do all my tax reporting because I have no clue how it gets in the slots.
Yeah, you don't want to fill out the forms.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I understand the planning part.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Whether it's a 199A that's all their baby.
Right. Sure.
But that's why you have to work with the competent ones, in order to be able to get it done. And just part of our process, if you're one of our families, it's a whole lot easier to come to see me when you know I'm doing it for free. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's already bundled in.
We get paid to manage money.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We do the planning for free. So it's a whole lot less painful.
Yeah.
To send an email to ask a question.
Sure.
Right. And that's why we have the team of people that we
have. Interesting.
The things that we do for the average family that walks in here, I could not afford to do for myself if I didn't have the team behind it.
Behind it,
Because of all of the processes, the specialties, and everything else that goes along. I don't honestly understand how people do this in one-man shows.
Yeah, because the best way for you to manage money is to actually have the full picture.
You have to. If you're going to do it right,
Yeah.
You have to, because any one of those five critical elements can and will sink
you. Yeah, makes sense.
The retirement part, the tax part, the investment part, the legacy part, etc. Hey, if you got more and you want to hear more, don't forget to go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. While you're there, get signed up for the Market Carver. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
There are five critical elements, five areas of life that I believe can undermine your financial world. Four are reasonably stated. Your life after work.
Yep.
I don't call it retirement planning because we don't watch most people grow grass. We watch them do something different. And you go through different stages or phases even during that, your life after work. You know, the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years is how many people try to put it. The second is tax planning. I remind you that that has to be done annually. Before December 31st. The third is the investment playbook, which is what we get paid to do here at the Financial Enhancement Group. The fifth is legacy planning, how you intend to leave money behind for yourself when you're unable to take care of you and your heirs is afterwards. The fourth is life happens, and that's the Sherry segment. And that's where she finds things that are the quirky little things that go on in our lives. They're not probable in any 1 year. But they are very much probable over the course of our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So go ahead, Sherry.
This is a less an example of something that happens as it is a mindset. And it's something that people say to me, and I actually have to, I've been guilty of this, thinking this and operating under this
pretense
for, I guess, until I started doing the radio show, maybe. But anyway, a macro question I want your opinion on.
Big picture.
It's about Social Security. You know, I get all upset whenever I think about things that change and move and I don't understand, and Social Security is one of them. But for a large part of my life, I just assumed it would not be there when I retire. And I ran into some people this week that actually voiced that, well, I'm not going to worry. I mean, they almost plan their future as though it's not there. I wanted to know your opinion about the long-term prognosis, but before I get there, I ran across an article that talked about Warren Buffett's view of Social Security and what can be done to fix the long-term or address the long-term funding of it so that we know it's going to be there. And I just, there are repercussions of those choices. Okay, so what I'm thinking is there are two options that they put out there. By 2034, I've had that date thrown out before, that it's going to be bankrupt by then. They're going to have big changes by then. It's going to be blah, blah, blah by 2034. Obviously, that's, I won't be around then maybe, or I'll be too old to care. But two things. You can raise the age uh-huh. for Social Security, or you can raise the amount of money that's taxable under Social Security.
Uh-huh.
And the repercussions for both. I want to know your opinion. What do you think? Do you think either of those options will happen? And or do you think they are not necessary? Do you think there's another option out there?
So one, I do not believe that Social Security is going to go under.
Because
they'll change the rules in order to keep that from happening, and they'll continue to print money. I'm much more worried about Medicare.
Okay.
The healthcare cost, and I think we're working on fixing that as more and more drugs are sped up through the process. We've talked about that before.
Right.
In procedures. The prognosis of Social Security based on the math as we know it today is not good, simply because we have this thing called the baby boom. Mm-hmm. And we have so many of our people that were born between 1957 and 1961, about 20% of our adult population.
Right.
And they're all going to hit those periods at one time, you know, or over a 5-year period. So that concerns me. I've never told anybody not to worry or not to plan on Social Security that's over 50, because I think there'll be a remnant of that if there's not something that's majorly changed, that it will be there. We will print cash to take care of it. I am worried about, and did tell somebody that came to see us that has a $6,500 a month pension from the state of Illinois. And they're counting on that, and made the statement to one of my planners that $6,500 a month.
Whoa.
And they made the statement, you ought to see some of them we had out of our California office, Sherry.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking big money. Six figure incomes that are in retirement. There's scary things that are out there that are much worse than Social Security.
Okay.
So in this guy's case, he wasn't worried about his state pension from Illinois, but he was very worried about Social Security. And that's the impact of media, false information, fear mongering that's getting there.
Yeah.
There are some challenges. Now, up to the first $127,000 that somebody makes. So this is an individual. So if you're married filing jointly, that's both of you up to that $127,000. And the
right.
number could be a little
right.
bit off this year.
Sure.
That is fully subject to Social Security. And
yeah.
remember, it is very, very tiered. So if you are in the bottom third of income earners,
mm-hmm.
Social Security is going to replace a large portion of your income when you retire.
Yes.
If you're in the middle tier, it was designed to replace about 40-45%.
Right.
If you're in the middle tier, that's what it's going to do.
Right.
And if you're in that top tier, it's going to replace 15-20% of your income, in many cases even less than that.
So we're talking more standard of living then.
Yes, you're talking, this is about based on income in terms of how much I'm putting in and what I'm getting back. So it's not standard of living.
Okay.
This is saying, Joe, while you were working, you made X, you contributed X. When you retire, here is your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And the more money that you put in, the higher your payout is, but not proportionately higher.
Okay.
All right. It's very, very weighted. So it's another very progressive tax that we have in the United States.
Right.
So the concept that somebody who makes $800,000 a year should pay 7.65% on both sides. So it's really 15.3.
Right. Yeah.
If they're self-employed, they're paying both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that whole $800,000, even though they know their max benefit every year is $4,000, that's a sign of jeopardy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The two things that I believe will happen in Social Security in your lifetime and in my lifetime, one, the max amount of it that is taxable today is 85%.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll probably take that to 100 based on your AGI at some point in time.
Yeah.
Number two is inflation. Inflation was never there. It was added in the mid-70s, right before peak of inflation in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a cost of living change, because right now there is a bias to keep CPI lower, because that's what's attached to the annual increase in Social Security, and people are getting a false sense of inflation. Read my article from last week.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on yourlifeafterwork.com and under FEG Insights, where I talk about individual inflation as opposed to the macroeconomic numbers
right.
that we spew out.
Yeah.
The third one is, as a politician, it would be a political nightmare to change the entitlement system.
Yeah.
And I had a guy that I took care of for 20 years that looked at me. He paid into Social Security starting the first year that you were charged. And he said, Joe, do not ever call that entitlement in front of me. And Jim really made that point to me. And so
that.
I try not to, but politically that's how it's viewed.
Uh-huh.
And it's not when you pay in the amount of money that you've paid into it. But the challenge that you have is you do have those people born between 1957 and 1961. They are heading into Social Security ages, and they do vote like crazy.
Right.
So the probability in my mind of seeing mass change in Social Security in the next, let's call it 12 years, is very, very minimal. Yeah. I don't think you have a political base that's willing to do that until you can find some way to say, okay, everybody at this cutoff gets this, right?
Yeah.
I do think they ought to increase the age. The idea that I can have full Social Security at 67 in a world where many of my people are working at 70,
It
doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Yep.
So let me let it build longer, and if I don't need it, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at 70, you have to take it, and
right.
if you don't take it, they pay you backwards. We appreciate you tuning in, folks. Don't forget to go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com. Have an outstanding Labor Day. We will see you again soon. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,